Holy Spirit, you are welcome here today. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Yes, God. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves. When my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Lift your hands as we say, welcome, Holy Spirit. There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. Nothing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. Yes, God. Sweetest of loves, when my heart becomes free and my shame is undone, your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the name.
God is indeed awesome.
And the word awesome just means that he is larger than life, and there is no other way to really express the magnanimousness of God. Lift your hands and say, God, you are awesome. Hallelujah. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Worship you, yeah. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. He's awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome. Savior of the whole world. Giver of salvation. By his stripes I am healed. Today
Apostle Dr. Faith Walters received the call from the Lord to begin a ministry that would empower individuals for success in the kingdom of God.
And Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God.
Lift your hands.
Thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
Welcome to Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries, located in Mount Vernon, New York, and online at wamo.org. Join Apostle Dr. Faith Walters live on Sundays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for divine service, empowerment, worship, prayer, words of encouragement, Bible education, fellowship, and more. This broadcast is a production of WAMO Media Network. Thank you for joining us. If you want to support this ministry, please subscribe, like, share this video, and leave a comment. It's easy and will cost you nothing. If you want to donate, please visit www.wamo.org/give. You can watch our services via our website, live.wamoe.org, on television via Carib Vision, at caribvision.tv, and on the YouTube and Facebook apps.
You're worthy, Jesus. We exalt you, Jesus. I love you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Good morning. Good morning, good morning. It's another beautiful day. Oh, my Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm so excited this morning to be among the land of the living, still celebrating Jesus and to thank God for all that he has done. Thank God for just being God all by himself. Thank him for being a rock in a weary land. Thank him for being a shelter in the time of storm. Thank him for being all that he is to us. And we just celebrate him this morning. I know you are just happy to be here. Hallelujah. Just to be among the land of the living. Hallelujah. This is such a blessing. And I'm grateful to the Lord for that. I'm grateful that he gave us another opportunity to wake up. Didn't have to. The fact that we opened our eyes this morning and we're able to move about as best as possible. We thank God. Bless the name of Jesus. So good morning to everybody joining on this line, on the Podbeam, as well as every social media network on YouTube and Facebook and wherever you're watching, whether you're going to do it now or later, or whether you're calling in or whether you're chiming in, wherever it is, thank God for you this morning. And no matter how far you are in this world, thank God for you taking the time out of your schedule to be here to in this morning devotion to celebrate with us, WAMO Ministries. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you. I'm Apostle Dr. Faith Walters, and thank you so much again for joining with us. We're going to go into our devotion, and I'm going to be reading Psalm 47. Hallelujah. And Psalm 48. That's from the New King James Version. Psalm 47 and Psalm 48 from the New King James Version. And I do encourage everyone, whenever scriptures go forth on any of our broadcasts, whether it's to live services or on our prayer line, wherever you hear a scripture, whether even if it's Sister Georgie, the character of Apostle Faith, you know, even scriptures there. Go back and read them and get yourself connected to the Word of God, because we're in times now where we need the Word of God. We need the Word to be written on our hearts. We need the Word of God to be in our minds, in our thoughts always, because they are trying so hard, the powers that be are trying so hard to stomp out Jesus Christ. They don't want you even utter his name. They don't want you even mention. They don't want you to do anything. They don't want you even praying to him. So studying the Word of God, memorizing some scriptures, hold them dear to your heart. Nobody can take them from you. All right? Knowledge is power, people. Knowledge is power. And having the Word of God in your brain, imprinted on your brain, nobody can take that. Imprinted in your mind, in your inner thoughts, nobody can take that. They can't take it. Okay? So we just thank God today. So just spend time reading the Word of God. I mean, we walk with our computers, your cell phone. Everybody got something. You got the Bible app on your phone. So you always got the Word of God right at your fingertips. So if you ain't got the actual Bible to read from, you connect to that Bible app or whichever one in your language. They got it in all different languages. And I'm just encouraging you to read the Word and be encouraging the Word of God. Because I tell you, in these end times, with all this crazy stuff going on here, we got to get close to God. We got to get even closer. Be on top of Him. Ha! Jesus. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Be on top of this Word and have it just foremost. You know, because it's the Word of God that's going to keep you. And it's the prayer, the communication with God, the consistency in your communication with the Lord will keep you in His perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on Him. We're going to read Psalm 47, beginning at the first verse, New King James Version. Oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with the voice of triumph. For the Lord Most High is awesome. Yes, He certainly is. He is a great king over all the earth. He will subdue the peoples under us and the nations under our feet. He will choose our inheritance for us, the excellence of Jacob, whom He loves. God has gone up with a shout. The Lord with the sound of a trumpet. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord. Sing praises to God. Sing praises. Sing praises to our King. Yes. Sing praises. Hallelujah. 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 For God is a king of all the earth. Sing praises, hallelujah, with understanding. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God reigns over the nations. God sits on His holy throne. The princes of the people have gathered together, the people of the God of Abraham, for the shields of the earth belong to God. He is greatly exalted. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Psalm 48 says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in His holy mountain. Hallelujah. Beautiful in elevation. Yes. Ha. The joy of the old earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is in her palaces. He is known as her refuge. For behold, the kings assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, and so they marveled. They were troubled. They hasted away. Fear took hold of them there, and pain as of a woman in birth pangs. And when you break the ships of Tarshish with an east winds, as we have heard, so we have seen. In the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God, God will establish it forever. We have thought, O God, on your loving kindness. In the midst of your temple, hallelujah, according to your name, O God, so is your praise to the ends of the earth. Your right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Hallelujah. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of your judgments. Walk about Zion and go all around her. Count her towers. Mark well her bulwarks. Consider her palaces, that you may tell it to the generation following. For this is God, our God forever and ever. He will be our guide even to death. Hallelujah. And the word of the Lord is blessed. Certainly blessed this morning. Certainly blessed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. You alone are worthy to be praised. And we thank God for what he's done in our lives. The psalmist is saying this morning, yes, to clap our hands. Let us rejoice in the God of our salvation. Hallelujah. Said to sing praises to him. Yes. Clap your hands. Dance. Shake yourself. Come on, do something. Hallelujah. God is good. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the name of Jesus. He is an awesome God. He's a great God. Hallelujah. We love him. We appreciate him. We thank him for who he is. And we bless his name for all that he has done. Because let me tell you something. If it had not been for God on our side, hallelujah, oh my goodness, where would we be? Where would we be this morning? Where would we be this morning? So we just bless God for who he is, and we are just grateful for him. So saints, rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. As Philippians 4, verse 4 says, yes, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Sing praises to God because he is all that we have. Our society is getting more evil. I mean, evil. Just so thoughtless. People are just so no respect, such disrespect for human life. Even we have our police officers. We pay them to protect and serve. But they're not even protecting, and they're not even serving. They're unleashing evil, unleashing horrific acts upon the citizens of our country. But we are praying today for change. We will continue to pray for change. Pray for change in our society. Because as I keep saying, the more the years change, is the more we still, things remain the same. We may move an inch. Or say, just give it, we move a little yard. But the mentality, the mindset has still not changed. And only when we change our mindset and we think good towards our fellow man, that's only then things will be different for us. And I tell you, everything begins in the home. It's the home life of where your children are being raised. It's the home life. What kind of home life your children come from? What is it? What was different? Who raised you? Who raised you? As Sister Georgie said, children are the product of their environment. Said to start children off where they should grow. When they grow, they will not depart from it. We got to teach our children to love God, to praise God, to worship God. We got to teach, when we teach them how to love God, he will in turn teach us how to love ourselves. Holy Spirit of God. He will teach us. Imagine God loved the world so much, this wicked world, this world where when Jesus, they were praising him, you know, and they put him on a donkey. They had him riding through the town, and they said, Hosanna, Hosanna, glory to God in the highest. Next thing you know, they started accusing him of wrongdoing when he didn't do any wrong. Oh, Spirit of God, look at the world we live in. They could raise you up one minute and tear you down the next. Oh, Spirit of God. So we put our trust in Jesus Christ. We will never lose. Oh, Spirit of God. We will never lose. You know what happened to this young man? And this young man, he wasn't a young man just hanging out in the streets. He literally had a job. Tyre Nichols had a job. He was a FedEx worker. So he was contributing to society. He wasn't a menace. He was contributing in a positive way. He had a child. He was providing for his child. And a lot of men, which is unfortunate to say, don't provide. Even men in church, even preachers, you got to take them to court to provide for their children. You got to force them to provide for their children. Because if you thank God for the courts, if you ain't had that, some of us, the children would go without to have the mother had to really push hard. But this young man was making his mark on society. And for him to be brutalized like that, my heart hurts because I'm a parent. I'm a mother to two sons and a daughter. And I would never want to know that my child goes out in the street driving in some foolishness. It wasn't even anything. It wasn't even serious to the point where he was beaten to a pulp. Something simple. They can't even find anything to merit the demonic. Oh my God. The force that was put on this young man. And for what? For what? By his own race. I remember Rodney King in California. It wasn't his race that did that to him. It was the white police officers. And George Floyd. Lord Jesus, white police officers. Now you have your own race. You know? So when will the evil stop? But my heart goes out to the family. My heart goes out to every parent that had to deal with violence and losing their child. Just violence, uncontrollable violence. You know, it's really painful. It's really painful. But this morning, I want to encourage every one of us that in the midst of hurt and pain and suffering, give God thanks. And said the Bible said, in everything, good, bad, ugly, and indifferent, in everything, give him thanks. It's kind of hard, yes, to do that when you're looking in the face of evil. But in everything, he said to give him thanks. Give God thanks. Praise him. In the midst of all of that, because I realized why he said that. Because if we don't learn how to give God thanks and praise him and worship him in the midst of pain, our minds can really do some work on us. We could really get to be anger, can raise up in us, hatred, you know, all kind of stuff can really, really get into our minds and destroy us. So thank you, Holy Spirit, for letting me understand why it's important, even when we're going through challenges in our lives, Give God thanks. Give God thanks. So we as a human being, we as a person, don't develop self-hate. And don't develop hatred, period. Because we don't want that. And to be angry. And then we end up taking out, perpetuate the same negativity that went out on that young man. We could perpetuate it in our own thoughts, in our own mind, in our own thinking. And therefore continue that way into continuing that way to just unleash people in your path and just unleash evil. So I'm thankful that he tells us to rejoice in him always, to sing praises to him. Because it's to cause us not to go into depression, because these things can let you, your mind just wander away. You know, these things can allow you to lose hope in humanity. You lose hope in who you are, because these things can make you even don't want to live, because your child is gone. Your child is brutalized for no real reason. That's even worse. I could see if he had a real reason to do it, but he was just brutalized, just to be brutalized. Just these men getting kicks out of what they were doing. I don't understand it. I could never understand that. Could never understand it. But today, people, thank God for the peaceful protests. Thank God for it, because we don't need to cause any more pain on top of pain. Pain beget pain. It don't make any sense. It don't help anybody. It just makes things worse. So today, let's sing praises to God. Let's sing praises to our King. Let's recognize God in the atmosphere and allow God to infiltrate the minds of people with these wicked thoughts. We got to pray for them. And one thing I've done, like I've said on Sister Georgie, one thing I've done over the years is to, my children are adults. I pray over them all the time. I ask God, they're all in different parts of the country. I ask God to cover them wherever they are. Every time I pray for my children and for other children to be covered by the blood. Hallelujah. And God has been doing it. Oh, Spirit of God. I remember one time my younger son, he was stopped, trailed for a while. He drives a little fancy car, and he was trailed for a while. He was right here, not too far from, in another borough of New York City, and he was traveling, and out of nowhere, two police officers just started trailing him for miles until they stopped him. And he pulled his window down a crack, and they pulled their guns on my son, pulled their guns on him. And he was afraid for his life because he didn't know what was going to happen. And they were searching. They had no reason to stop him. And after a while, I don't know what happened. These were Hispanic cops. And I don't know. They were undercover. I don't know what they were doing. But they pulled guns on him on both sides of his car. And for some reason, they got a phone call and they left. But I had my son shaken. When my son came home and told me that, I said, you know what, son? What kept you is prayer. People are praying for you. Your mama praying for you. Other people are praying for you. It's prayer. So I was so grateful to God that nothing happened to my child. Nothing happened to him. They had no reason to stop him. And they had the nerve to pull out guns. They pulled out guns on my son. Jesus, this happened a few months ago. Maybe about 5 months ago. Could be 4 or 5 months ago. And that came to my mind when I saw what they did to Tyree. And I'm like, God, that could have been my child. That could have been my child. could have been my child. But I'm thankful today that he is still moving about. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm thankful that God is still God all by himself. And those who have prayer requests this morning, put in the chat before I go into prayer. Because indeed, this world needs to change. Our society really needs to change. We need to change, people. We need to change. Hallelujah. So if you have prayer requests, put in the chat now before I go into prayer. God bless you. Will Vid, NHVWBG, Sophia Arthur, Mame, lovely girl, God bless you, everyone. God bless you for joining in and YouTube Radio. Thank you so much, as always. Praise God. You, Me Radio. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. And hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. You alone are worthy to be praised, Jesus. You alone are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, you indeed is an awesome God today. Oh, Jesus, it's morning for some, God, it's afternoon for some, and it's evening for some. But God, today, you are truly indeed a wonderful, gracious, marvelous, loving God, a God of love, a God of peace, a God of embracing us as his children. A God who sent his only son to die that we can be free, that we can be redeemed from sin. A God that indeed is worthy of our praises this morning. As the psalmist said, sing praises to you, God. Sing praises to your name. Give worship to your name, Jesus. Because you alone are worthy to be praised. God, we can't do anything else. We can praise you. We can lift you up above everything, Jesus. You are certainly a good God. In the good times, in the bad times, even when things are ugly around us, Jesus, we still give you praise. We still give you honor. Oh, Jesus. I bring that Tyrae Nichols, his family. Bring his mother, his father, his child, his uncles, his aunts, his cousins, his nieces and nephews, grandma, grandpa, if they're still alive. Bring healing to them today, God. Bring healing to them, Jesus, for dealing with the brutality of losing their son. Can't imagine, God, the pain. And so many others, Jesus, over the years have lost their child to brutality. God, we pray this morning. We pray, Jesus, that you will intervene on their behalf this morning. Intervene on our behalf this morning. Lord Jesus, that you would touch the mothers and touch the fathers as they deal with pain of violence enacted in our land, Lord Jesus. Lord God, can't imagine someone beating, just beating a human being without a valid reason. And he was begging for his life. And he ran away calling his mother. She was only about a block away. And as the mom said, she felt a pain in her chest. And that was her son crying out for her to help. Think about George Floyd did the same thing when he was dying. Rodney King with the brutality of what he had to endure. Lord Jesus. So many young men and women. Sandra Bland. Their family dealing with violence. Lord Jesus. Violence enacted on them. Jesus. Different parts of our country. Lord God. People in other countries, God, who are being shot and killed and beaten because of believing in you, Jesus. Calling you Lord. Jesus. People have been brutalized. Women in other countries have been brutalized because they didn't wear a piece of cloth on their head properly, God. Jesus, so much brutality. Brutality everywhere. Oh God, people allowing the enemy to get into their mindset and allowing witchcraft ideologies to allow them to do this to another human being. Much of it is for stupidity. But it don't matter, God. It don't matter what it is. Nobody deserves to die in a way that these people die. And women beaten in marriages. Beaten! And some wives beat on their husbands. Children beaten to a pulp until they die. Babies! God. Brutality, God. Of just man, just evil, Lord God, evil. When a young man would go up into a school and just shoot children, go into a shopping center and just shoot people. God, evil, evil everywhere, Jesus. We bind up everything, God, that is not of you this morning, God. We bind up every plan of the enemy, God. Oh, Spirit of God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Many sitting behind bars because they don't know how to control their anger, God. Oh, Jesus. Many men are in prisons. Women are in prisons because of anger. Not knowing how to control, not knowing how to challenge what they're feeling, their fear, whatever it is they're feeling, God. They don't know how to control themselves, Jesus. They don't know how to practice the temperance, the fruit of the Spirit. They don't know how to practice self-control. Lord God. I pray for people this morning that they will learn how to control the thoughts, control their mindset, Jesus. We pray, God, for people struggling with mental disorders this morning, God.
Lord Jesus, the neurotransmitters that reuptake in the brain, God, they faulted this morning, Jesus. We pray, God, that you will fix the faultiness in their brains, God. People with schizophrenia mentality, Jesus. God, Lord Jesus, this morning. We pray, God, you intervene, God. Touch that brain cell this morning, Jesus. Touch that brain cell this morning, God. Lord Jesus. Touch the heart this morning, Jesus. You said out of the heart flows the issues of life, God. We pray this morning, God, that you will intervene on the lives of these people, Jesus. You look at their eyes. You look at their eyes, God. You can see the evil in their eyes, Jesus. Lord God, there's a saying, the eyes are the windows to our soul. Lord Jesus. God. So many children are grown up. These are bullies. Growing up to be bullies, God. Lord Jesus. And everything starts in the home. Everything, every child. Everything starts at home. And God, we pray for our children growing up in this society, Jesus. We pray for mothers. We pray for fathers that they will take a stand with their children, that they will stand up and to return and take care of their children. They have all these babies. Be a father to these babies. These young men are growing up without any guidance. Some of these young men don't know how to say no. When a young woman, you ask her to go out or whatever, she says no, you turn around and you shoot her. Come on. Come on, Lord Jesus. What is this madness? Can't handle rejection. Not everything in life is going to go your way. So if you go to a job interview and they don't hire you, what you going to do? Destroy them? Trash the place? I mean, God, come on. Lord Jesus. A lot of these boys need male validation. Lord, women, we can only do but so much for a boy. Lord Jesus. A man needs to validate a boy. And Lord God, and if there the man is not in the home, we got to find somebody, a pastor, an uncle, somebody that can validate this boy to becoming a man. He need to understand values. But even if we find others, we still got to be careful, making sure he's talking and not doing anything otherwise, because we know that's out there too, God. We got to watch and pray and pay attention. Ask questions of our children. Making sure that what we desire is coming forth. Because too many of our young men, God, are raising up without the male intervention. That is why we have so much angry men sitting in prison today. A lot of them don't have any guidance. And there's some, God, who have guidance, Jesus. But they allow societal ideas, ideologies, and environment and peer pressure. People taking them into different areas and brainwashing them. Lord Jesus, so that has happened as well. But God, we pray this morning that you will infiltrate the minds of your people. Lord God, Touch the hearts this morning, Jesus. Touch the hearts this morning, God. We need love to reign, Jesus. We need love to reign. We need peace in our homes, Jesus. We need peace, God. Lord, if it's finances they need, God, open up the way, Jesus, that finances can come forth. If it's a roof of their head, God, open up the way, Jesus, that it will happen, God. Lord Jesus, oh, Spirit of God. If it's food they need, Jesus, send help from your sanctuary, God. Send help from your sanctuary to help these little boys and girls become all what you desire them to be. You said children are a heritage of the Lord. You said bless the man that has a quiver of them. Jesus. Oh God, this morning, our heart aches as mothers, as when Rachel in the word of God was crying for her children because she knew there were not. Because Herod had took them out because he was deceived into finding what the baby Jesus laid, because if they had told him where he was, he wanted to go to destroy baby Jesus because he didn't want anybody better than him. But thank God the shepherds went another way. Because of his anger, he took children under 2 years old, destroyed them. He had them take it out. But Lord Jesus, and Rachel just weeping for her children because they were not. And then many mothers today weeping for their children because they are not. Many parents don't want to bury their children. They want their children to bury them as it should be, Jesus. But because of the evil thoughts of man and thinking less of themselves, because they love themselves, Jesus, they want to do that to somebody else. Because love begins with us, Jesus. And God, so many boys and girls, women, and men are suffering from low self-esteem, Jesus. Low self-esteem, low self-confidence, Jesus. Suffering from insecurity, Jesus. We pray, God, this morning that you raise up men, young boys, to be men, to stand up for what's right. We speak this right now into existence. Stand up for truth. Young boys that will grow up, Lord Jesus, educate themselves and, Lord God, go to college and better themselves or trade school, whatever it is, Jesus, have a profession that they'd be able to give back to society in a positive way, God. We pray for them. The enemy has worked so hard to remove the fathers from the home. He have worked so hard to have all these baby mamas without husbands. But God, we cast down everything, God, that is not of you this morning, Jesus. We destroy every plan of the enemy this morning, Jesus. Set the captive free this morning, God. Set the captive free, Jesus. Set the captive free. Go into our high schools, Jesus. Go into the classrooms, God, of the children, Jesus. Oh, God, pray for teachers this morning. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. Pray that you will destroy these curriculums, God. through the curriculums, Jesus, that they're teaching the children about same-sex relationships. Books showing, displaying filthy things with children. Filthy, dirty things with children. God, the society, Jesus, are preying on children, God. But Lord, today, as we gather on this prayer line, God, that we condemn everything, Jesus, that is not of you, God. We condemn it this morning, Jesus. Oh, God, every witchcraft spirit this morning, every idolatry spirit this morning, we cast it down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, we bind up in the name of Jesus. Loose here, God, loose here and set the captive free this morning. Oh, Spirit of God, infiltrate, God, every back door, every secret room, every secret dungeon, God, every place out in the woods, Jesus, secret places, God, in the bush, everywhere, Lord God, underground, Jesus, infiltrate everything, God, that is not of you, Jesus. Secret rooms and basements, God, Lord Jesus. Secret compartments and homes, God. Lord Jesus. Expose, God. Expose those who are captive in these areas, God, in the name of Jesus. Satanic rituals, God. Sacrificing babies, Jesus. Huh? Jesus, oh, lebe yoko se, ike yala babo kunte se bako se ya, ike salababo se te se ya. Destroy, Jesus, destroy every plan of the enemy. Lord God, set your people free, Jesus. Set your people free, Jesus. Set your people free in the name of Jesus. Lord God, come by here, Jesus. Come by here. Come by here. Come by here, Jesus. Come by here. Come by here, Jesus. Come by here this morning. Your people are crying out. Crying out, Jesus. They're crying out. We pray this morning that change will come. We will not stop praying for change. We'll not stop praying, God, that people do right, that the law enforcement will do right by the citizens, God. They are trained to protect and serve. Lord Jesus. So tired of police brutality. Lord God, we know a lot of these people become police officers to get the right to destroy people because they come in because you can't see their heart. You can't see the motives why they become police officers. But of course, when they do these things, God, we see why. They get the right to carry a badge and a gun and a baton and a taser because they feel they have a right to do these things. But God, nobody has a right to destroy life unless there's a valid reason. They commit a crime and it's a crime of something that the law says, then it's a death penalty, then so be it. But it has to be proven that they actually committed this crime. Because sometimes people, especially black people, are just picked out because of the color of their skin and lies are pronounced upon them. And they sit in prison for years for something they have not even done. They didn't even know the people that they claim that they killed or whatever they did to them. Or raped. They don't even know the people. So we got to be careful even with this death penalty. Lord Jesus. So many sit behind bars for lies for years, and when they find out the truth, Lord God, those that put them there are not held accountable. They still get to live in their posh houses. They still get to get money to pay for their children's fancy education at the expense of people who can't afford a lawyer, can't afford a good lawyer, or can't. They just trod on poor people who just can't help it. So they use them. So many little boys in prison, beaten, caught by the prisons. Not only that, the guards are also part of the mess, Lord Jesus. God, so many people have gone through, and black folk especially have gone through so much in life, Jesus. But yet we keep standing. We keep saying, forgive them. We forgive you, Jesus. Just like Jesus said on the cross, forgive them, God, because they don't know what they have done. Because we want to learn to be at peace. You will touch your people. Let people learn. Let's do good for one another. Let's start in our homes. Let's start in our community. Let's start in our neighborhoods. Let's be good to one another. Let's help somebody who needs help on the street. They need some food and we can give them food. Let's feed them. We need to share the word with them. Let's do that. Let them know that Jesus loves them. And we pray this morning that peace may abound, that grace may abound. And we thank you, God, and we have victory this morning. In spite of everything that's happening, we have victory this morning, Jesus. And as we go about our day, as we step outside, even in our homes, God. Protect us even dangers in our homes, Jesus. And we step outside, God. Protect us from seen and unseen dangers as well. Send your angels to the east, the west, the north, the south to protect us, protect our children. Cover our children, our loved ones under the blood. Lord Jesus, bless our going and our coming in, Jesus. Oh, Spirit of God, everybody on this line this morning, God, give them a special touch this morning. They need strength, God. Give them strength this morning, Jesus. Strength to go the journey. Strength to go the last mile. Jesus, touch them, God. Touch them, Jesus. Many of them are praying for their children to be saved. Myself as well, God. Pray, God, that salvation will come to our children. Those are on this line and those are listening in other networks, Jesus. Pray for their children who come to know you as Lord. And we pray, God, that anger will not develop and hatred will not develop in mankind because of these things, the atrocities that happen to people. Let's not develop hate, but love take the place of hate this morning. And we thank you, God, for answering our prayer. Thank you, God, for providing finances to all of us on the line today. Lord Jesus, thank you for this ministry, God, of Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. Thank you for our team that's behind the scenes that help to make this ministry what it is. Thank you for all our listeners, all our subscribers on YouTube and all that watch and those who share these broadcasts. Thank you, God, for them. And all the subscribers on YouTube, and I thank you for more coming to subscribe to YouTube, Jesus, and to help this ministry push the word of God to every area of this society. Get into the bush, get into the mountains, get into the valleys. Lord Jesus, the valleys, Lord God. Get it everywhere, Jesus. But the word don't seem to want. People don't want to hear it. But Lord God, you said you would not return until everybody have heard your word. And God, we pray for all these young boys or young girls or these parents or encouraging these children to change their agendas, God, and to chop off their private parts, Jesus, at young ages, God. We realize what this is all about. They want to stop the seed from going forth. This is something from the enemy. God, we pray for parents today that they will not encourage when a child comes to them and tell them they are the opposite, they're the wrong body, because can't be, Jesus, because if they're born a boy, they got a prostate. If they're born a girl, they have a womb, they have ovaries, they have fallope, they have all things. They have breasts, they have, this is all part of life. This is how you made us, you designed us, Jesus. But the enemy, we allow the enemy of our soul to cloud the judgments of people. God, we know what they're trying to do. They're trying to depopulate. They do it every angle. They even do the abortion just to depopulate. Lord Jesus, people go to hospitals and mothers go to have babies and things happen, Lord Jesus. Some of it is because of race and different things going on, Lord Jesus. Now they can't even find nurses in these professions, God. Some of these nurses got fake credentials, Jesus. Some of these doctors got fake credentials, God. Oh, Spirit of God. Doctors performing surgeries on women, trying to increase their behinds to get bigger. Low self-esteem, God. Self-esteem issues, Jesus. Doctors who don't have credentials to do these things. Many deaths have happened because of these BBLs, Jesus. But God, we pray for self-esteem to be put out on in our lands and the minds of your children today. Can't pray on it enough, Jesus. I was there, God. I grew up in a pastor's home, but yet I grew up with low self-esteem, Jesus. You help me, God, to look where I am today. It's because of you, Jesus. You empowered me. Sent me to a good ministry under a good teacher that taught me how to be bold, that taught me how to stand up for what's right, that taught me how to study your word, that taught me how to live and walk in your word, Jesus. So, Lord, I've been encouraging people today to ask you, God, whatever they need, Lord Jesus, you can provide. You're Jehovah Jireh, our provider. And we pray this morning that we continue, Lord God, to be faithful to the work that you have given us to do. Continue to raise up those, God, who will speak the truth in season out of season. Lord God, let those know that Jesus loved them and he's coming back again. God, you want us to be ready to meet him on his second return. And I pray, God, continue to strengthen us today as we say thanks. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the blessed Holy Ghost. we say amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Hey, Jesus. Hey, yalababos. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. We glorify your name, Jesus. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name, Jesus. Wherever you right now, wherever you are, lift up your hands and praise God. Clap your hands. Do what you got to do. Stomp your feet wherever you are this morning or this afternoon, this evening. Lift up your hands and give God glory. Lift up your hands and give God praise. Lift up your hands and honor him this morning. Lift up your hands and adore Jesus Christ, the King of kings and the Lord of lords. Wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace, the great I am, the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. Lift up your hands and praise him today. Lift up your hands and honor him today. Lift up your hands. He indeed. Indeed is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised, people of God. He's worthy. Worthy to be praised. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We pray right now for JJ3041819Y for the infection in the testings, God, in the name of Jesus. We command healing to come to his body right now. Command healing right now. Healing in that intestine, God, in the name of Jesus. Command that his intestine will come together, Lord Jesus. And whatever needs to clean out of it, God, we pray in the name of Jesus. The Lord God, his intestines is healed. It's going to function properly. It's functioning properly, Jesus. It's functioning properly right now, God. And we thank you, Jesus, for the testimony. Lord God, hallelujah. JJ304, rejoice. Rejoice right now. Rejoice. Thank God for your healing right now. Claim your healing right now. In Jesus' name, claim your healing. Claim your healing. We decree and declare that you are healed in your intestine, every part of your body. In the name of Jesus, everybody on this line that got a healing, that you need healing in your body, we declare and decree that you are healed this morning. By his stripes, you are healed this morning. Hallelujah. We declare victory in your body this morning, in your mind, in your spirit. We pray against distress this morning. Holy Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus, for answering prayer today. Thank you. Thank you. It's already done. JJ304, it's already done. Bless God. Bless God. And everybody else that needs a healing on this line, it's already done. You got a family member that got an illness, it's already done. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands and praise him. We're eating and rejoicing. Thanking him for your healing. Every day you get up and say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. Thank you, Jesus. I'm already healed. Even if it's not manifesting itself yet, you're thanking God in the spiritual realm. And it will manifest itself in the natural realm. But your faith, increase your faith, your healing. Come to your faith and your believing that you're healed. If the mind can conceive it, it can achieve it. Bless God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 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 Bless your name this morning. Bless your name this morning. Bless your name this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You alone are worthy to be praised. Thank you, God. And I pray that people here are blessed this morning. Continue to share this broadcast and continue to subscribe to our YouTube channel. We'll appreciate you for doing that. And thank God if the Lord moving your heart to send a seed, financial seed. Thank you so much for that. You go to WAMOE.org. Praise God. And the YouTube is WAMO Ministries. Hallelujah. YouTube at WAMO Ministries, WAMOE Ministries. Thank you for hitting the subscribe button. And the more people subscribe, is the more this ministry will continue to be blessed and continue to, for others to know that Jesus is Lord. Know that I love you. Have a great day and a great week. And we meet again, God willing, on Monday morning at 7 a.m. Know that I love you. Jesus loves you more. Goodbye.
Thank you for staying with us today. We invite you to come back again and join Apostle Faith live on Sundays at 2 p.m. for Bible education and church services, and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. for Feature Wednesdays, where we share messages from other kingdom leaders from within the WAMO network. Are you a kingdom leader with a message of hope and inspiration for the children of God? Send us an email with your message to support@wamo.org or join the WAMO Media Network via our website, wamo.org/network. Are you in need of prayer? Email prayer requests to support@wamo.org or join our prayer line, Monday mornings at 7 a.m.
Lord God, we thank you for being such a great God. We thank you for being a loving God, a gracious God.
If you need help to overcome low self-worth, heal your marriage, restoration through therapy for children, teens, individuals, and couples, book an appointment for therapy with Dr. Faith at our website, wamo.org/counseling. You may also access self-help resources at our website, wamo.org/resources. If you would like to become a member, volunteer, or partner with WAMO Outreach Ministries, send your email to support@wamo.org. Come as you are. Why you should join this ministry. 1. To empower people for success in the kingdom of God through Bible education. 2. To provide support services for the upliftment and development of your community. 3. To empower children and youth to increase their knowledge and earning potential by advancing their skills and professional capacity. 4. To provide solutions for families who need shelter, a place for worship, skills development, and access growth opportunities for community leaders. And 5. To provide support and a source of hope for senior citizens, ex-convicts, and people in need. It's easy to support this ministry. Here is how you can help. Through tax-deductible giving, easily accessible everywhere via our website at wamo.org/give. You can give a one-time or monthly donation or contribute funding to one of our programs. Become a member of our community or volunteer team. Apply at our website at wamo.org/membership. Become a member of our network and let us work together to build and grow a strong, healthy community of kingdom advocates, empowering people for success in the kingdom of God. Sign up at our website, wamo.org/network. Other ways to join us and support the ministry. Subscribe on YouTube at WAMO Ministries, Apostle Faith Live. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram at WAMO Ministries. Contact us anytime at Women and Men of Excellence Outreach Ministries. P.O. Box 2077 Mount Vernon, New York 10551. Telephone 914-699-2482 and email support@wamo.org. Your support and generosity will positively change lives.